Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Hey, history fans. If you want a double dose of history, here's a rerun for today, brought to you by Tracy V. Wilson.
Welcome to This Day in History class from HowStuffWorks.com and from the desk of Stuff You Missed in History class. It's the show where we explore the past one day at a time with a quick look at what happened today in history. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Tracy V. Wilson and it's November 26th. Archaeologists opened King Tutankhamun's tomb on this day in 1922. He's also known as King Tut, and he was born around 1342 BCE and ruled Egypt for 9 years. British archaeologist Howard Carter and his team found the stairs down into the tomb in the Valley of Kings about 3 weeks earlier. There had been numerous excavations in this area at the end of the 19th century, and a lot of archaeologists thought that everything notable that could be found had already been found. A lot of these excavations had also been at burial sites that had already been plundered by grave robbers long before. But Tutankhamun's reign came at a turbulent time in Egyptian history. His father, Amenhotep IV, was also known as Akhenaten because of his worship of the sun god Aten, and only that god. Akhenaten tried to totally change Egyptian cultural and religious life, and then after his death, Egypt basically tried to put everything back the way it had been before. That meant that after Tutankhamun died, he wasn't very well remembered because of his father's legacy and his place within that legacy and the efforts to undo all of it. Later pharaohs basically wrote him out of history. But that may have offered his tomb some protection from looters. It wasn't very well documented, so people didn't know to go and rob it. When he discovered the plaster door to the tomb, which was still sealed, Howard Carter ordered everything to be filled back in, and he sent a message to his patron, George Herbert, the 5th Earl of Carnarvon, who was paying for this whole expedition, and told him, quote, a wonderful discovery in the valley, a magnificent tomb with seals intact. They all waited for him to get there to actually see the thing that he was paying to be excavated opened up for the first time. They were joined by both British and Egyptian observers. And what they found was exactly what they hoped was behind that door, an intact tomb still filled with its original grave goods, including jewelry and statues and beads and baskets and musical instruments, just thousands of objects, some of them very ornate and valuable. This tomb of Tutankhamun is actually the smallest one in the Valley of Kings, possibly because he died suddenly at a very young age, but it's also possible that he was buried in a tomb that was being planned for the man who wound up being his successor. It's not totally clear. Regardless, though, because it had not been plundered like all these other grave sites had, it turned out to be a major, major find in spite of its small size. The door to the burial chamber itself was opened the following February, which also led the team to the treasury adjacent to it. It took Carter almost a decade to catalog everything that he had found there. Today, most of the tomb's contents are in the Egyptian Museum in Cairo, which is also where the beard of the mask of King Tutankhamun was accidentally broken off in 2016. That made headlines because it had been clumsily reattached and later had to be repaired and restored. The Grand Egyptian Museum, which is still under construction as of this recording, is planned to exhibit every object of the tomb, some of which have never been on display before now. In the decades since this tomb was discovered, a number of teams have tried to find any still unearthed areas of the tomb, with speculation going back and forth about whether or not there are hidden chambers that have not been found yet, with the most recent announcement coming in May of 2018 that no, there are not. That means one of the things they had thought they might find there is probably not there, which is the tomb of Nefertiti, who was one of the other wives of Tutankhamun's father, Akhenaten. You can learn a bit more about this in the September 15th, 2010 episode of Stuff You Missed in History Class called Who Was King Tut Anyway? Thanks to Casey Pegram and Chandler Mays for their audio work on this show. You can subscribe to This Day in History Class on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcasts, and you can tune in tomorrow for another of this month's assassinations.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.